is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, No Discounts on Discipleship. Dear friends, hate your mom and dad? No way. Jesus can't be serious, but he is. This is one of those Bible passages that gives fits to folks who base their faith solely on a literal reading of Scripture. But what if the word hate doesn't mean what you think it does? What if Jesus means we should love God above all else? Not that we should detest our parents. If hate really means love less, it doesn't help the ultra-literal very much. In fact, it raises a bigger problem if words are pliable, if they don't mean what you think they do. In other words, if meanings can be modified in translation, what else in the Bible is not entirely literal? Well, for openers, the accounts of creation are clearly metaphorical, as evidenced by the overwhelming scientific evidence. The punishments prescribed in Leviticus are way over the top, to say the least. Presently, there are over 5 million different species of life on Earth. Did Noah really have the time and the space to pack them all into the ark? You see, resolving these anomalies is not a modern phenomenon. The 17th century Anglican writer Jeremy Taylor tells us, "He that speaks against his own reason speaks against his own conscience, and therefore it's certain that no man serves God with a good conscience who serves against his reason." You see, in that context, it's perfectly reasonable to assume that Jesus is dramatizing a point, and the word hate really does not literally mean hate, but the more conditional, love less. Loving God with our whole heart, that's the core of the great commandment. When Jesus tells us we must love him more than our family, even more than life itself, he's asserting his divinity, and he's telling us clearly and as bluntly as possible just what it costs to be his disciple. You see, in staking out his ground, Christ reveals a core concept of our salvation. Yes, in baptism, you and I are saved by the grace of God. Yes, it's a gift bought by the blood of Christ alone. We don't buy it. We don't earn it. Jesus paid the price, and our faith, well, it's free, but it does come with a condition. We must be faithful to that faith. You see, we're not spectators in our salvation. We're participants. Jesus tells us we must take up our cross and follow him. It's not a suggestion or a helpful hint. It's the will of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see, there are no discounts on discipleship. We believe that we're saved by faith alone, sola fide, but that faith is not a trinket. It's not a gold cross we can choose to wear or choose to pack away in the bottom drawer of our souls. Our faith, it's the cross of discipleship, the cross we carry each and every day in active imitation of Christ. My friends, in this gospel, Jesus is telling us that our faith must come first before all other attachments, before all other obligations. In other words, our faith, well, it must be faithful. Dietrich Bonhoeffer calls this distinction between cheap and costly grace. In his aptly named book, The Cost of Discipleship, he tells us, cheap grace, well, that's the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ. You don't have to be an adherent of literal interpretation to know that Jesus is not peddling cheap grace in this or in any other gospel. Salvation demands discipleship. We must embrace Christ's costly grace. And that's a grace that Bonhoeffer tells us is costly because it compels human beings to submit to the yoke of Christ and follow him. Bonhoeffer, of course, had firsthand experience with costly grace. You see, he paid the price of a discipleship to the Nazi executioners. And so the message of this gospel is that we cannot pocket the gift of salvation with a perfunctory thank you and ignore the cost of discipleship. Salvation and the cross are inextricably bound together. We must take up the cross of costly grace, giving and forgiving, praising God and serving neighbor. We must pay the full price of discipleship. There are no discounts, but even at full price, it's still the bargain of a lifetime. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.